We are on. It's Rosie on the house, and we have a defective access unit here. The battery lasts like 2 minutes, so we're going to do the rest of this on phone while I look for a power plug-in. And Jennifer is live in the studio to field your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Now, we won't have a way to know, so Mom, if you've got somebody that wants to come on, just wait for a break and interject and introduce who's online, and we'll be happy to take their calls. But in the meantime, John, let's start walking towards this mesquite tree. What's so great about a mesquite tree? You can see those everywhere. They're native.
Well, this is an especially huge mesquite tree, which is really awesome because it's between two large buildings, and whenever you put trees between large buildings, they're looking for sunlight, and this one is just an amazing example of what our hybrid mesquites can do when given a little bit of space, a little bit of room to grow. We've got it's pretty dramatic. We love to see some of our featured trees, and ASU's got the campus space and the lawn area and the irrigation to really let some of these big trees achieve a really large mature size. And I remember being here on campus 37 years ago, and it's just really enjoyable to come back and see some of these same trees I saw then and see how large they become and just really stately monster trees. One especially that we're going to see a little bit later this morning in front of Old Main, it's an old cork oak, which are unusual. You don't see too many of them here. They're the ones that we get our cork, that we use in our cork bottles. They're planted quite widely across the Southwest around the time of the war because a lot of that, the cork was used for the life preservers during the war effort. And they are really amazing trees. But we have a huge one here on the ASU campus that we're really proud of. And really, Dominique Pichet, a certified arborist and owner of the French Arborist, is at that tree, and I'd sure like to have a word or two with her just to say hello and to talk to her about being a woman business owner and also a certified arborist, and we'll be talking to her a little bit later this morning.
On that mesquite tree you were talking about, you had said it's grown larger than normal, probably because it was placed between two buildings looking for light. Does that weaken the tree? What does that do for the root system? And as builders, we always say never plant a tree closer than the expected height to your foundation. So if it's a 20-foot tall tree, plant it 20 feet away.
Yeah, these trees are pretty well anchored. This one's in a large raised planter, and it's got a four-story building next to it. So it would normally grow to probably 25, 30, 40 feet, and then start to spread out from there. But because it's still reaching it's on the north side of the building, because it's reaching another 15 or 20 feet to get up into some better sunlight, it's just caused it to just really spread and get huge. It's beautiful.
I've never been on ASU campus. Sorry, John. I'm doing a little sightseeing.
I'm walking past your Hayden Library across right near the Memorial Union, and walk these same sidewalks 40 years ago, and it's really a pleasure to be out here. There's a suicide prevention walk happening on campus today, really worthy cause. There's just a little commentary on how things have changed over 40 years. I remember when we would walk these, I just saw a poster a few minutes ago that said, "See something, say something," in regard to any criminal activity or terrorist activity, watching for things that are unusual because of the threat of terrorism or even crazy people with guns on campuses. Things have really changed in 40 years. Back in our day, we were seeing something and saying something when we would see a beautiful tree and make mention of it like we are today. And it sort of changes your perspective on life when you realize that life isn't the same on any campus these days because of the threat of things going sideways. Here's that big mesquite. Turn right here. There it is.
Oh, man, that is huge. Now, you said ASU is an arboretum. how many trees does it take to create an arboretum? Any idea?
You know, I'm not sure how many are on the actual arboretum tour, but there's got to be at least 30, and we're going to see 11 of them today. But this is the big monster mesquite, and it's got to be every bit of 75 feet tall, I want to say, which is just amazing for a mesquite tree. You just don't see trees achieve this kind of height. But it's loving its location. We're walking along a little mall with a bunch of Brachia armata. These are Mexican blue palms, and they're just don't see these too often in Arizona. It's unfortunate because they are such a different look. Instead of that green fan-shaped leaf that we see on most of our fan palms, these are a blue leaf, a light blue color, and they've got a beautiful foliage that emerges just about now. In fact, I can see some of the seed pods starting to pop out on the top of some of these. They're this long draping, 15-foot long draping yellow seed pods that emerge, really distinct
Hey, guys, we're going to come back. I have a couple questions to send your way at Tour de Trees. Come back to Rosie on the House in just a few minutes here.